CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are pledging to further strengthen their level of cooperation at a summit in Bali, Indonesia, commemorating 20 years since the two sides established a direct dialogue mechanism. In the meantime, Premier Wen Jiabao is calling for China's East Asian neighbors to help promote regional integration within the ASEAN area.
China, Japan, and South Korea should enhance their cooperation in order to become one force. Through this united force, we will be able to support the development of communication and connectivity within ASEAN countries, drawn upon their dominant funds, techniques, and human resources.
Wen Jiabao made the comments during a meeting that was attended by the leaders of ASEAN countries, Japan, and South Korea. China's space program officials are saying the country's space missions have not included any programs that directly serve defense purposes. Wang Zhaoyao is the deputy director of China Manned Space Engineering Office.
I can tell you with a high sense of responsibility that the Shenzhou 8 mission and the previous Shenzhou space missions have not been directly used for military purposes. However, as we all know, the space technology can be used either for military or civilian purposes. It just depends on the purpose that people have.
Wang made the comments following the touchdown of China's unmanned spacecraft, Shenzhou 8. China says an upcoming draft resolution by the International Atomic Energy Agency is aimed at strengthening cooperation between Iran and the IAEA. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Weimin says the draft resolution is expected to be passed at the IAEA's board meeting in Vienna on Friday. He adds that the five permanent members of the UN Security Council have reached a consensus on the draft. Liu also reiterates that China supports efforts to settle the Iran nuclear issue via dialogue and cooperation. In related news, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has issued his first public statement following revelations by his agency that Iran is trying to develop a nuclear weapon. Yuki Amano heads up the UN's nuclear watchdog.
The information indicates that Iran has carried out activities relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices. I have full confidence in the agency's technical experts. Now that I have this information and assessment, I must alert the world. This is my duty as the Director General.
Amano says the agency wants to send a special high-level mission to Iran to address its growing concerns. Some European countries, including Germany, France, and Britain, have turned to a committee of the UN General Assembly for adopting a new resolution that calls for an end of the violence in Syria. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the situation in Syria is starting to look like a civil war.
I saw today a television report about a new group, the so-called Free Syrian Army, attacking a government building belonging to the Syrian army. This is all looking very much like a civil war.
The UN estimates that over 3,500 people have been killed since the unrest began in March. Italy's new Prime Minister Mario Monti is set to face a crucial confidence vote in the lower house of parliament. Earlier, Monti passed his first confidence vote in the Senate. Monti is warning his people that they need to sacrifice more to heal the country's finances.
We must act to decrease the cost of the political institutions, all those who represent political and administrative institutions at all levels will have to behave with sobriety.
Monti also says his government will introduce incentives for companies to employ more women and young people. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets across the United States, marking the Occupy movement's two-month anniversary.
Too little people control too much in our country, and it's time to understand that in America, it is the American people that have the rights and not the few privileged that have all the power.
Over 700 people were arrested during a similar march at the Brooklyn Bridge last month. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.